Let's go straight across to my colleague Ghazali, who's been tracking all the farmer protests through the day. Ghazali, is there any clarity on the cause of death for this farmer? And why have farmers decided not to proceed for a period of at least 2 days?
See, the post-mortem report is still awaited for the dead farmer who belongs to Bhatinda. He's 22 to 23 year old. The chief minister also issued a statement. He addressed Punjabis through social media today and condemned the incident and also promised that once the post-mortem report will be released or is out, then he'll also register a case against the erring officials of Haryana government if found responsible for that. But multiple videos have surfaced on social media which shows that how protesting farmers clashed or the police attacked them, and there we can see in the videos that how they are attacking the tractors and all parked near the Khanauri border, which is between Haryana's Jind district and Punjab's Patiala district. As of now, the only confirmation which has come from official sources or the doctors at Rajendra Hospital in Patiala is that he died of a head injury, and that also shows that it was kind of a bullet injury. But until we get the PM report of that particular victim, we can't say that who sort of fired those shots. And why farmers have suspended their march towards Delhi for the next 2 days, because even today at near Shambhu border, where these farm union leaders sit and discuss things, they were fired upon the tear gas shells by the Haryana security forces or police forces who are there at the Shambhu border. Some of the farm union leaders themselves faced those tear gas shells, and after they got to know that what has happened at the other border where a farmer has died and many tractors were also damaged, some farmers are also injured, as well as Haryana police personnel are also injured. After that, they decided that they will sit and reconsider their decision. We'll see what is the proposal of the government and whether government will allow them to march towards Delhi peacefully or not. So to reconsider all this, to deliberate upon the proposal floated by the union minister today morning, that the government is ready to hold another round of talks, perhaps to discuss all these issues, they have suspended their march for next 2 days, and then they will come out with next plan of action.
Right. All right, Ghazali, thanks very much for joining us. So what we're going to be doing on this program is raising the basic questions and trying to get the basic answers. Joining us now on a very heated issue, Dr. W.R. Reddy, former Director General at the National Institute of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj. Dr. C.K. Thimbadia, who's a Vice Chancellor at the Gujarat Natural Farming Science University. Hanan Molab, National Core Committee Member of the Samyukt Kisan Morcha. And Dr. Darshan Pal, a leading farm leader of and president of the Krantikari Kisan Union. Thank you all very much for being with us. Dr. Reddy, the first question to you is this. Is minimum support price, which is at the heart of everything that's happening now, for all crops essentially unaffordable?
Thank you, Mr. Som. And good evening to everybody. I think I'll approach the question in a different way. It is not the question of affordability. It's the question of how practical, number one. Number two, how is it going to benefit the farming community? That is what my apprehension. If we trace back the cause for such an apprehension, it was the three farm laws which were introduced but which were withdrawn. The apprehension at that time was the corporates are going to take over the whole procurement. And once they set and establish their procurement channels, MSP will have no meaning. Government will escape from the responsibility. That apprehension caused this type of agitation. In fact, my deep condolences to the farmer brother who has lost his life for whatever the reason. I think the government should remove that apprehension. In my personal opinion, whatever MSP has been announced over the years, every year it gets announced, and it has been implemented at least for major 2-3 crops. Though they announce for more than 20 crops, except paddy, wheat, and maybe to the extent of mustard, the actual implementation machinery and the processes are not in place for procurement of other crops if the price, market price is
okay,
lower
so
than
I get your point. It's not practical presently. Implementation would be very difficult. Hanan Molab, let me come to you, sir. How would you, again, respond to those who say that an MSP, a minimum support price for all crops, is unaffordable? We've seen numbers like 10 lakh crores do the rounds. Mr. Molab.
You know, this is the approach of corporate sector. You know, The question is, the basic problem is, in our country, 80 crores people are involved in this profession, and they are producing the food, not other things. But they are suffering. Every day 35 farmers are committing suicide, still now even. But what is the problem? Problem is they are not getting the price of their products. And we have studied the things everywhere. And I have visited at 4,000 at least family out of 5 lakh, that's who committed suicide. They always, everybody said the cause of the suicide is they are not getting the price of the crop. They are input price is so high, 20, 30 times more increase, fertilizer, seeds, everything. But when they are going to sell their product, it is much below the cost of production. And CACP rate for last several years, this is another, that is hoodwinking the farmers.
Okay.
That is not cost of production. Because of that, we fought, and Swaminathan Commission recommended that A2+FL, it is at least 20% less than the real cost of production. Because of that, Swaminathan recommended C2+50%. But this old formula which is being followed, that is totally cheating the farmers. They are getting 15 to 20% lesser than cost of production. How long you can run your business continuously losing?
Okay, so, I get that point.
Another thing is loss.
Sure, Dr. Bola, let me just...
Government will purchase...
Yeah,
government
Mr. Bola, I understand your point. And let's keep going because there are lots of questions. So the second question which I'm, you know, I'd asked Dr. Timbadia to answer is, does implementing MSP mean that all crops, all 23 odd crops, will need to be purchased? Because that's an assumption at some levels, a misconception at other levels. So does implementing MSP mean all crops need to be purchased?
Namaskar. I think everybody wants to get higher price of the produce of the crops by the farmers. But we should emphasize about the reduction of cost for cultivation. Now, natural farming is a method. We can reduce the cost of cultivation. And government, since few years, are putting more weightage for increasing the MSP as well as include many other crops for MSP because farmers should get higher price. Here, I am telling that the price of the produce depends on the demand and supply. And we all know about that. Our small farmers, if go to use fertilizer and chemical pesticides, and today the cost of cultivation is not equal part to the getting the income by the farmers. So my humble request to all who are misleading in the farmer protesting, we should aware the farmers for reducing the cost of cultivation, and natural farming is a way reducing the cost of the farming without reduction in the yield. All the problems can be solved through this medium.
Okay, so that doesn't really answer my question, but let me just go across to Dr. Darshan Pal. Dr. Pal, there is a sense that implementing minimum support price means that all crops will need to be purchased and therefore that becomes unaffordable. Is this true?
No, sir. It's not true. Actually, the government is raising wrong figures. Government, number one. Number two, the farmers, the indebtedness the farmers are under. Already, the many economists have established this fact that farmers have already lost so much rupees since this crop MSP was raised. The lot of that was raised by the government. Government should have given that. If government should have given that whole price, the farmer should have not been lost that so much amount. Number one. Number two, the 17 lakh crore, which the government says figure is not correct. Number three, the MSP 23 say crops. We are asking 23 crops. For which the MSP is declared. The government should purchase it, or the private player should purchase it. But that purchase must be
Yes.
At the rate which the government declares that this is the cost of production and this is the 50% profit by the MS Swaminathan Committee report. So in that sense, we want to say that 23 crops, we are demanding that all crops should be purchased at the C2 50% profit farm according to that formula. But the government is escaping that. Government is saying that they can't purchase because such an amount is not possible for the government. So that is wrong. Almost many of the agriculture economists, they have established that government is lying, government is not giving the correct figures to the nation.
Okay, and the government is not giving the correct impression to the nation. Okay, I want to go across to the next question. This is to Dr. Reddy. Is MSP for all crops essentially impossible to implement, not just from a cost perspective, which we've looked at, but the physical implementation of that across so many states, is it impossible to implement?
Nothing is impossible to implement, Mr. Soam. The moment we have announced the MSP, if the prices go below, the market prices below the MSP, is the obligation on the government to set up a system to procure. Yes, it can be done. When major paddy and wheat could be procured, the other crops are not of that quantity. And other crops like pulses and oilseeds, we are in dire need. We are importing a lot of it.
Yes.
The government can and should set up a system to procure these other crops also.
Okay, fair enough. The system needs to be set up. My next question, Dr. C.K. Timbadia, for you. Will MSP for crops guarantee crop diversification, which I think we all agree is very much the need of the hour?
Yes.
Yes, crop diversification, we should promote and emphasize on that. And again, I am saying that...
But will MSP, sir, will MSP guarantee crop diversification? That is the question.
May I add here, Mr. So?
No, just one second. Dr. Timbadia, would you please answer that? Will MSP guarantee crop diversification? The answer, the question is relevant simply because if farmers are assured a certain amount of money or value for their crops, then they no longer necessarily have the incentive to only grow paddy, right? They will diversify to other crops. Yes.
For
example, in Punjab...
One second, sir. I'll come to you in a moment. Dr. Timbadia, please answer. Yes. I don't think he can hear me, but Dr. Darshanpal, go ahead.
Sir, for example, in Punjab, the paddy and wheat cycle has depleted the water also, number one. Number two, if MSP is granted for other crops, the people of Punjab or the farmers of Punjab will prefer to grow pulses, cotton, and other crops, which needs less water. So diversification will be encouraged by ensuring MSP on the other crops. On all, there will be for example sugar cane, maize. All these crops are not getting proper price in the markets of Punjab. When in the markets of Punjab, the farmers get the exact profitable amounts for their crop, then the farmers will be encouraged to grow those crops which use less water, which less fertilizer, and there will be diversification in these areas. I am very sure about it.
Okay, Dr. Timbadia, can you hear me now?
Yes, we are. If we farmer get MSP for other crop in higher, farmer will surely divert because a farmer is also updated the rate of the crops in their area. I agree with diversifying the crop if MSP will higher.
Okay, so you do believe that MSP might result in crop diversification. Therefore, yes. do you therefore believe, sir, that there needs to be an MSP for all crops as the farmers want? Do you agree with that, Dr. Timbadia?
Yes. Assured market is always promote the farming, means farmer.
Okay. All right. My next question, Dr. Reddy, will MSP for crops reduce the imports of pulses?
Yes, the MSP at this level may not be. You see, why farmer is going for paddy? Because the risk-free return what he is getting cannot be expected from any other crop. If MSP can be such that, and he is assured of getting that much income from other crop, farmer will jolly well will be very happy to switch to any other crop. Do we think that governments have not made effort for diversification to make the farmers move away from paddy to other crops? Yes, they did it, but it's not working. I think we have to understand why farmers are married with the paddy. There are a lot of reasons for that. The easiness, the systems have been set in place, and the mechanization is very convenient. All these things are not available for other crops. And at the same time, you see the net income from an acre. If we can really compensate to that extent as we are getting from the paddy with other crops, so pulses or oilseeds, farmer will definitely go for pulses and oilseeds, and thus we can reduce the import bill.
Okay.
Sir.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Sir, it's not only declaration of the MSP. The every crop should be purchased. There should be guarantee to purchase the crop at MSP. The pulses yes. and oil seeds, for example, they are not being purchased at the MSP, which is being declared by the... Though the MSP we demand is the MSP C2 plus 50%. Even the A2 plus FL, 50%, which the government declares. Even that, with that formula, the crops are not being purchased by the private agencies or the other players. So the thing is, declaration of the MSP and purchase to be guaranteed legally for the farmer, that is must. Otherwise, there will be no... For example, in Punjab now, the people are going for maize and pulses. But they are not being purchased in Punjab. So Punjab farmers are compelled to sow paddy and wheat. That is purchase in the marketing is the must. And that should be guaranteed by a legal act.
Okay, that's the demand that you have. Hanan Mulla, yes. A basic question. Can water tables be preserved without crop diversification?
No.
That is not possible because paddy needs more water. But the question is what we've discussed. The question is policy question. The policy, if you keep the farmers in the center, then their need will be in the primary phase. But you will give all the MRP to the industrial products. But we all not got even, that is MSP. That is the question. Minimum support price. We are not asking maximum. We are not saying MRP. But that is the question of policy. Government policy is, if it is pro-farmer, then this they will have a correct policy and the farmer will be benefited. But here is the problem. You know, we do not say that thing that every crops will be purchased. But if minimum price, why give legal guarantee? You announce 5,000 rupees quintal. Who will purchase? If you say that nobody can purchase, private, government, corporate, nobody can purchase less than that price, then farmers will get the price. Only mere announcement will not help. That is a policy question. Government is not losing money.
Dr. Dashan, fair enough.
Will purchase, they will have to pay the legal price.
Dr. Dashan Pal, you know, about the present situation, I believe that you've delayed or postponed your further march for the next couple of days. The government has reached out to you for an offer of more talks. Do you have any idea of what the government's offer may be?
Sir, government, first I want to tell you that in 2 days mishap, more than 15 farmers were injured. Out of them, 3 are serious in the Rajendra Hospital. One is dead. And 11 are undergoing treatment in a subdivisional hospital. And that's why I was a 22-year with 2 sisters, single brother. So it's a very, very, say, happening is a very, very worrying for the farmers' leaders also. Now, the government was proposing to the farmers that they will purchase 5 crops. I think that, question you asked. So the but our demand is not five crops. Our demand is all the crops on the MSP, C2 50% formula, and legal guarantee of the purchase. Purchase may be of the private player by the bazaar or the sarkar. So in that context, what I want to say is that that offer given by the government has had already been rejected by the farmers who are agitating on the borders. Even the Sanyukt Kisan Morcha, which we are leading, and tomorrow we are holding a crucial meeting of the Sanyukt Kisan Morcha to assess the whole situation, to plan future action, course of action of the Sanyukt Kisan Morcha, will be discussing this crisis of the agrarian, not of the, farmer movement, and what the role SKM can play in this situation. But the situation is very, very tense.
It is tense and it is very worrisome. And the threat of violence is very, very serious indeed. And nobody wants that on either side. Dr. W.R. Reddy, one final question to you. Do you believe that there is merit in the government's proposal of MSP for five crops that's now been rejected? But do you believe that that should be a first step or could be a first step?
I think we should move forward. The government has taken a step forward, and I think the farmer brothers have to come forward. But before that, I think government should take the lead in removing the apprehension in the minds of the farmers that corporates are going to take over the complete procurement process. That's why the insistence on legalizing the whole MSP situation. I think consultations, discussions, and then sitting across the table, it may take a long time, but that is only the way we should resolve this issue, the problem.
All right. Well, let's see what finally happens. The process of consultation is so important. There will be more talks. But for now, tension on the borders near the national capital region in parts of Punjab and Haryana as well, with thousands of protesters involved in clashes with the police. This is not what anybody requires, neither the farmers nor anybody else, certainly not the policemen either.